see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot-'em-Down store and restaurant looking out the front window. Lum is talking to him. Listen.
Abner, cut out standing there staring out the window. You're supposed to be working on that banquet for Ben.
Yeah, just a minute.
Come on now. It ain't going to get your presence here any faster. Just stand there and watch for it. Get away from that window, Abner.
All right. Wait a minute. That's under truck. No. Just a
matchmelon, boy.
Bad
blame. Hurry up, Abner.
I just can't understand why that present ain't got you. In the letter, little Pearl said it'd be here any day now. Oh, past that. Dog as I down just lost sure as a world on.
It'll get here. Just stop worrying about it.
Well, I just hope whoever finds it is honest enough to send it on to me. But if some thief finds it,
well, nobody ain't gonna find it.
They ain't. Oh, my goodness, that's worse than ever. Now, I never will get it. Never got to use it even one day.
Oh.
Never even found out what it is. Or was. What am I going to say to little Pearl, Mom?
What are you going to say to her?
Why, it'll just break her heart if I have to write and tell her I never even got it. And if I don't write to her, she'll think I never appreciated it. And if I do write to her and say I got it, why, she'll know I'm telling a story because I don't even know what it is. Doggy, this is the worst one mess I've ever been in my whole life.
Just calm yourself down, Abner.
What am I going to do, Lum?
One, two, goodness, you can talk yourself into more trouble than anyone whom I ever know.
Oh, me.
If you just forget about it and get to work, the president will get here all right.
How can it get here if it's lost?
It ain't lost, I don't think.
You said yourself that nobody found it. If nobody found it, then it's bound to be lost. Laying out there in the weeds, getting all rusty and ruined.
Granny, our phone's working again.
Yeah.
I wish you'd forget that and go over and answer the phone.
I bound your little Pearl paid a lot of money for that. She just stole her money.
You're going to have to answer it myself. I can figure that.
Spent her last nickel on it, too. Bless her heart.
Hello. Jot-'em-Down store. L. Edwards talking.
Said it cost $1,000.
Oh, howdy, Miss Levin.
$100.
How did the meeting come out? Oh, well, that's fine. Well, we'll leave that part of it up to you, lady.
Who's that coming down the road there?
Just go ahead and serve whatever food you think would be nice for the banquet. Yes, Mom. Well, that sounds good. Tomato ice pick. Oh, ice pick. Oh, yes. That'd be just lovely. Whatever it is. Well, no, I don't know of any one special food that Ben favors. I believe he'll eat just about anything you set in front of him. That's what I've noticed since he's been eating here at my restaurant. Well, I don't know about that, but let me ask Abner. He's head chairman of the banquet committee. Just hold the wire a minute. Say, Abner, reckon about how many folks that'll be. Oh, for goodness sake. Abner, get away from that window.
Hello.
Never mind. Hello, Miss Blevins. I think you can figure on about 60 plates. Yeah, it'll be summers around in there. Yes, Mom. All right, I'm sure much obliged to you and the club for taking over the fiddle department. Well, I'm proud you feel that way. All right, fine. Goodbye. All right, Abner, get over here and get to work now. I can't make all the arrangements for this banquet myself.
I just can't understand why that package don't get here.
The way you're acting, you'd think you don't want to put on no testimonial banquet for dinner.
I never said no such a thing.
Well, I know, but that's the way you're acting. So far, I've had to do everything. If you don't want to go through with it, we'll just give it up.
I don't want to give it up, Lum. I want to have the banquet. There's any one human that deserves something like this has been with us. So, if it hadn't been for him, Pine Ridge would still be haunted.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Yes, sir. You're right about it. Yes, sir.
Well, let's get busy, then.
Yeah. What do you want me to do now?
You're the head chairman.
Huh?
I think I better change that appointment right now. From now on, I'm the head chairman. You're my sister.
Yeah, I believe that's better. You know more about this banquet stuff than I do anyway, Long.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
First thing I want you to do is make out a list of all the folks we're going to send invites to. Or sell tickets to, I guess you'd say.
Sell tickets?
Yeah. Can't put on a big testimonial banquet for nothing, you know.
I thought the woman's club was going to furnish the bill.
That's 30 cents a place.
Oh, look, 30 cents. Lord, well, inflation's in here.
They first wanted to charge 40 cents a place.
Oh, Robert.
They come down on it for this because they wanted to help show their appreciation for what Ben done for the town.
Well, who do you want me to put out on this invite list that'll throw their money around like that?
Well, that's up to you. You're in charge of that now.
Well, let's see. Put me down and over. How about Squire Skin?
Well, I was just wondering about that myself. I'm afraid he might be a little embarrassed to be at the banquet.
He might be on account of us giving the banquet for Ben on account of him catching Squire as a Mr. Ted's boy.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I reckon we ought to invite him, though. Leave it up to him.
Yeah, leave it up to him. He's a spendthrift. He'll do that much dinner.
Doubt if he'd come, though, as long as he's got that broke arm. He'd more than likely use that for his excuse.
Well, he wouldn't be much good at a banquet with a broke arm, though.
Well, charge him half price.
Yeah.
15 cents. Yeah.
Got that many folks sitting around a table, you got to have both arms to work with. You're going to lose out.
Yeah.
Start to death.
Yeah, well, you start making out the list, and I'll look it over when you get it done.
Get a fork stuck in your one good hand.
Yeah. I've got to work on this prize.
The prize?
Yeah, don't you recollect when I told Ben that the time was going to throw this banquet for him, and I said they had a big prize for him, too?
Yeah, Dogan, I've been meaning to ask you about that, Mom. What is that prize?
I don't know.
How?
I just sewed that in to make Ben be sure and stay here. I could tell his mind was all made up to leave town.
No,
can you think of anything we could prize him with?
Well,
some
see.
Present we could give him or something?
No, all time, I don't know nothing, Mom. Don't know where we get the money to buy it with. Yeah. Well, it's a good thing you told him that, or he would have left town.
Oh, he was aiming on going.
Oh, had all them travel folders there, that Lake Winnemucca and all that places he
Well, he figured his job was done here finally, so he'd better move on.
Yeah.
What we've got to do is change his mind about that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what we might do, Mom, when he gets over.
Hey, Mr. Abner. Where do you want me to set this box?
Oh, my goodness, Cedric, what in the world have you got there?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's sure heavy, though.
Well, set it down, boy, before you break your back.
Yeah, you ought to be careful, Cedric, toting heavy junk around like that. Set it down right there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that does sound heavy. What is it anyway, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. It was delivered over to Papa's blacksmith shop.
Is it horseshoes?
No, I don't think so. It's brung over there by mistake. It's hacksaw for you, Mr. Abner.
For me?
Yes, ma'am.
What in the world? Hey, look, this is my present.
Well, hey, of course it is, Kelly.
From Little Pearl. Hey, Cedric, this is my present. Little Pearl sent it,
Cedric. Well, calm down and get the box open.
Oh, yeah, get it open. Hurry up, hurry up.
Well, don't get the excited.
Now, how do you open it, man? How do you open it?
Abner, you got to get the claw hammer. Can't open a wooden box with your hands.
Oh, yeah, get the claw hammer. Hurry up.
What else is that?
I don't know. Just get it. Hurry
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'll get it, Jenny. We're going to have to put you in a straitjacket if you don't think.
Yeah, you get it. You get it, Lyle. Caught me in those things. My present. Little Pearl sent that to me.
Yes, Mom, you said that.
Little Pearl Peabody. The finest friend a man ever had. No, that's a dog. The finest daughter a man ever had. Don't just look at the size of that present. What could that be? Does it say anything on the box, Cedric? Does it tell what it is?
Oh, let's see. There's some reading on here. Inside it says, use no hooks.
Use no hooks? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't use fake bait that big, do you? That's what kind of hook you ain't supposed to use.
Well, it don't say.
Well, after we find out what's in there, I reckon we'll know. Let's see, what wouldn't you use no hooks on?
Well, here's a hammer. Let's hurry up. I'm getting anxious as you there to know what's in there.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, you ain't gonna got no hooks on it. I know that long. Can't be a fishing pole. Oh, well, it's too heavy for that. Say, can you take the hammer? My hands are shaking too much to do any good. What
if it could be a gramophone? No, I believe it's too big for that, even.
Well, you don't use hooks on a gramophone. I don't think. Let's see, they said you weren't supposed to use them. Wish they had a rope head on there. It's got me more mixed up than ever.
Hurry up, Cedric. Get it open.
Yeah, here, I'll help you, Cedric. I'll help you.
Abner, you're just getting in his way.
That's our time, Cedric. Now you're getting it. That's our time, old boy.
Let me see.
Now, wait a minute, Lom. Ain't room for all of us in here now.
Wait, let me pull this board off, and then we can all look.
Yeah, that's it. Pull off, Cedric. That's our time.
There it is.
Well, no. Look at it, Lom.
Yeah.
Oh, that little pearl. Bless her heart.
Boy, oh boy.
Now, ain't that something? Let me get on the phone. I want to call this a bit.
Here, Cedric, let's lift it out of the box so we can get a better look at it.
Just a moment.
That thing's heavy.
Be careful now. We don't want to break it. Take it easy.
Hello? Elizabeth? It got here. Just come today. What, the present from Little Pearl? Yeah. Oh, you just ought to see the size of it. Huh? Just a minute. Let me ask Mom. Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
Take a look at that thing.
I'm looking at it.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
Don't you know?
To be honest, no, I don't.
I'll be dead, Blaine. I was just going to ask you what it is.
Huh?
Cedric?
Don't ask me. I don't know what it is.
Hello? Elizabeth? You know in Little Pearl's letter she said we'd never be able to guess what it is? She's right.
Well, whatever it is, it certainly is a nice big one.